Hello, I'm Marie-Claire Munro, and I'm here to talk to you about the Scottish Conservative Manifesto for the Scottish Parliament election in May 2021. Coronavirus has affected every single person in Scotland. Lives and livelihoods have been damaged, and we have all faced moments when it has seemed like it is too much to bear. The pandemic has been an awful tragedy that has cut the size of our economy by a tenth and claimed the lives of over 10,000 Scots. It has also had deeply personal effects, isolating us from family and friends, disrupting learning and work, and stopping us from doing the activities we enjoy. However, thanks to the tremendous success of the UK vaccination programme, which has seen over 2.6 million Scots receive their first dose and over 500,000 receiving their second in just 4 months, we are now lifting restrictions and can begin to see an end to the lockdown and the pandemic. We will be able to get our lives back and renew our relationships with family and friends again. Yet we cannot forget, with the promise of happier times ahead, the deep scars that coronavirus has left across Scotland. Our people and our nation need time to rebuild and to heal, so that a generation is not permanently affected by the pandemic. Children need to catch up on a year of missed schooling. Businesses need to get back to regular trading. And our NHS needs to be supported to get through a backlog of delayed operations. Our economy is not expected to recover to pre-pandemic levels until 2024. The Scottish Conservatives have set out a plan to rebuild Scotland. This includes rolling out full fibre broadband, increasing NHS funding by £2 billion, introducing a £500 skills grant for everyone, recruiting 3,000 more teachers, and guaranteeing more local policing. It should be the only priority of both our governments to focus on delivering that recovery, so that our public services and economy can rebuild fully from the pandemic. This is a monumental task of national importance. That is why it is incredible that the SNP believes that now is the right time to hold a second independence referendum. Nicola Sturgeon has said she wants to hold that vote in the first half of the next Parliament, during Scotland's recovery. And SNP ministers and senior MPs have called for it to be held later this year. The SNP have also committed to hold that referendum regardless of whether it is agreed by the UK government or not. If the SNP win control of our parliament, they will hold that referendum at the earliest opportunity, just when we have gone through a health crisis and are deep in the middle of an economic crisis. The SNP want to start a political crisis, one that would consume our parliament and our politics, just like it did in 2014. That would be the last thing our country needs to recover from the pandemic. It would damage our recovery by distracting attention away from our economy and public services. It would divide our country, set the Scottish government against the UK government, and divide our communities, turning friends and family against one another, just when we need to pull together to rebuild. We cannot recover with a referendum hanging over our future. If the SNP win a majority, then they will hold a referendum and put their political obsession ahead of our national interest. At the Scottish Parliament election, voters have a chance to say no to a second independence referendum by denying the SNP a majority. Without a majority, they will not be able to pursue a referendum and will need to focus instead on rebuilding our country. A Scottish Parliament without a majority means that all of Scotland's parties will have to work together in a national effort to deliver our recovery. At the last Scottish Parliament election, more than 500,000 Scots backed the Scottish Conservatives with their party list vote. And together, we stopped the SNP from winning a majority and taking forward their plans for a divisive referendum during the last 5 years. Together, we can stop them again. As the largest opposition party, we can stop a referendum and get the Scottish Parliament laser focused on delivering our recovery from coronavirus. The other parties are too weak to prevent a majority and will not stand up to the SNP. In this election, Scotland faces a choice between an SNP majority government pushing for another divisive referendum or a Scottish Parliament working to rebuild our economy. Only a party list vote for the Scottish Conservatives can stop a referendum again and secure our recovery from coronavirus.